One thing I want to highlight, as you brainstorm ideas about your messaging or your marketing, especially when it comes to your marketing, an exercise I love to do for myself and I love to do for my clients is writing down all the resources at your disposal. And when you do this, your brain starts getting very, very resourceful and creative with what you can do that's effortless, but also offers a lot of outcomes. So, for example, you might list down the resources at your disposal is if you've got, you currently have some momentum with a Facebook group, or you have momentum with a particular event, or you have a network, or you have experience in this thing, or you have, connections with people in this industry, or maybe you have a particular you have a particular type of business that allows you to just do things online, or you've got something that's really working well in person, like all these different things to think about your business and think about what's really working well, what resources do you have at your disposal, and list them all out. I tend to really challenge my clients and have them really list about 100 things. I know your mind says I don't have 100 things, but I guarantee you do, because if you think about the resources, if you really need to do this as an exercise, the resources you have are these things. You have water, you have the internet, you have probably a roof over your head, you've probably got easy access to nature. Like, if you really want to expand this, expand it. If you struggle often with brainstorming, if you struggle often with feeling stuck, if I don't know what to do next, I don't know, I don't have any fresh ideas, I would do this exercise. I would challenge you to do this exercise and write down 100 things that of resources you have at your disposal. And once you get going, you realize that everything's a resource, right? Like, if I walk out and I take a breath of fresh air, that's a resource. Who here's done some breath work? Anyone done breath work? Right.
Love it.
You have access to meditation. Like, the fact you can do breath work and feel a complete shift in energy, a high, really feel energized, and it's free. It's a powerful resource. Right. I would write, it takes probably maybe 20 minutes you can do it in. 15, 20 minutes, you'll be able to write 100 things, because the more things that you think of, the more things come to mind, right? So you're like, if you're stuck, you're like, oh, I actually have access to clean water. And you're like, oh, I have access to clean food. Oh, I have the supermarket just down the road. Or I have the trees in my backyard that are giving me lemons and oranges and whatever. Like, it really does expand very, very quickly. This makes sense. So that's what I would encourage, to do that exercise. Write 100 resources at your disposal. I do this probably every quarter. And what happens when you have a list of things at your disposal? When you have a list of things, of resources, of things that are on your side, your brain starts getting creative with how you can combine them, what you can use, what you haven't used in a while, all these different things. So, for example, for me in the business realm, I have obviously access to internet. I have the serving circle that's working well. I've got a really responsive email list. I've got a heavy network that I can rely on of people in with expertise in business and healing and all these different things. Every time I run an event, there's probably a good handful of 40, 50, 60, sometimes 80 people who want to join. So my brain thinks, how can I use those things right now? If I've got a goal to launch something, if I've got a goal to, a mission I want to put out there, whatever it is, I'm thinking, how do I combine those things? What are two things I can combine, three things I can combine? What can I use together? What's going to amplify, right? How do I get creative with using them? This makes sense. If you want to go above and beyond, I would also write down 100 things that you love and 100 things that you're good at. So I love nature. I love exercise. I love healthy eating. I love sports. I love everything that you're passionate about and that you love, write that down. And also things that you're good at. If you're stuck there, start with tying your shoes. Good. Everyone's pretty good at tying their shoes. Everyone's pretty good at taking a drink of water and not making too much of a mess. Right? Don't be in your head of thinking everything needs to be completely right. But as soon as you start listing the resources at your disposal, start listing the things that you're good at, start listing the things that you love and are passionate about, you start combining things, don't you? You start really thinking about, oh my God, I love travel. Oh my God, I love swimming. Oh my God, I love this thing. How about I create some content while I'm out in the park? How about I meditate while on the beach, combining a few things, right? Well, I love networking. I love exercise. I love being out in nature. I love fresh air, right? Hence why I've taken up golf. It's many things I love doing all in one, right? And after every time, whether it's a practice session or whether it's I'll play around, I'm always uplifted afterwards. And I often get really, really cool ideas while I'm out there, right? Because you're very, very present. I often get some really cool ideas. It amplifies everything, right? Getting a lot of fresh air, some sun, in nature, surrounded by some cool animals, brilliant exercise, working on a skill that's very challenging. So I'm challenging myself as well. It's a lot of things that are at my disposal and a lot of things I love all in one. So what is it that you guys can do? This is how you can do some really cool brainstorming. Make sense? So who's got some ideas of some resources at their disposal within their business that they may have overlooked, or a passion of theirs that they love, or what they're really good at? What are some things you have? What are some things that come to mind? Linda, anything come to mind for you?
Well, I love the outdoors. I love being in the ocean, and I love dance and just moving my body and any kind of movement. I love working out and being outdoors. And I've done this over the years, is creating events outdoors in the park and even in my workshops, is, you know, being in nature and just feeling the energy of the trees and, you know, doing a walking meditation and things like that. And I remember it was in Seattle when I did a workshop there back in 2006, and everyone loved it, but I haven't done it since. So it's like I want to bring that back, and, you know, and especially right now with the energies, this is the time. I'm actually running a 5-day event this week. And one of the things I did for the marketing is in LinkedIn is to send out 1,000 invitations. So that's automatic in my most trusted. So sending those invitations to access more people, but also then you get on their radar. Because especially people that you may not have spoken to or connected with for, you know, several years, when they see the event come up, it's like, oh, you know, they check out your profile. So that's what I've noticed. It's increased the profile, even though they didn't sign up, but it's more marketing ideas of awareness and just putting the energy out there and letting people know what I'm doing these days. So,
one thing that's overlooked for all these who have email lists, even if your emails don't get opened, if you don't have a really good open rate, it's still really good to be consistent, because even if people just see your email and the title of your email, you're still being top of mind, right? So it's just consistently getting out there and consistently reminding people of what you do and how you do it and that you exist brings you top of mind, right? That's awesome, Linda. I can, like, even if you love dance, like adding that into like your daily routine, for example, like a morning routine of dance. And like, I love listening to music to get myself in a particular mood in the morning after extended meditation and doing all my inner work. Once again, music is a powerful resource that's mostly free. If you don't have music on the list of things that are at your disposal and the resources you have, put it on there. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I recommend. Put on a real happy, joyful song that you love, that you can sing along to, as well as dance to.
Yeah.
Or even in the car, you know, you can bop along to your favorite song and just feel the energy of that music, because, and especially one that has really good lyrics, because then you're constantly singing those lyrics throughout the day, and it's a like a affirmation then, and it's a way of reprogramming, rewiring your brain. So choosing songs that have got meaningful and profound lyrics to them.
I love it. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Rosemary, what do you have? Anything that's resources at your disposal or passions that you have, things that you're good at? What are some things that come to mind that may have been overlooked or that you can kind of combine for some really good progress?
Well, just to go on, first of all, I meant to say hi, Linda and Stephen and Sophia. Nice to see you guys here. I just put in the chat one of the songs, and I haven't done this in a while, but thank you, Linda, for reminding me about music. This is going to be The Best Day of My Life by American Authors. Man, does that ever get you pumped up? The lyrics are good. And just, yeah, I have to do that again, because I was putting on my meditations. Okay, yes, that will make me nice and calm and, you know, clear the brain waves, whatever. But that, along with, what's the other one? It was from a movie about those soccer players in Thailand. Remember they got stuck in the cave? Mm-hmm. Believe by Aloe Black was the theme song. That's another one I like to play to get me inspired and stay positive, because there's so many things that can happen. Like today, that whatever that energy was. So my friend, she's the one that I've been working with in real estate, and we've just had a horrible, horrible year. We decided to go for a walk in my happy place, which is the woods that are here in the city, Echo Park. And it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful walk. We got the energy cleared out. So that is a resource that I try and use minimum 3 times a week, and walk, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 kilometers in there. Some music is my go-to as well. So I really like that. What was the other thing? Yeah, I think for me, the biggest resource I need is to stay positive, because I have so many, one person in particular, but a number of people around me that tend to pull me down, and I need to stay positive. So, you know, drinking lots of water, that's a great thing, because it keeps you hydrated, and I'm terrible at drinking water, but that's, and I like that idea of writing down the resources, because you forget what you actually have in resources, because you tend to do the same ones over and over and over, and maybe they don't work that particular day. So that's all I have to offer for now.
Yeah. To drink the water, be in the woods, your happy place. Like, really think about, how else can I use this? How else can this be a resource? How else can this, you know, allow me to step into my zone of genius, whatever it may be? And ideas will come. Ideas definitely come. The more your brain's like a supercomputer. You know, if you feed it a question, it'll come up with some answers. If you feed it a question of, Why am I not good enough? Or why does this never work out? It'll come up with answers. But if you have questions of what's my next empowering step? Or how can I use more resources at my disposal? Or what passion do I need to follow now? You're going to get answers.
Yeah, and you're right, Tyson. It's the questions that we ask. What questions are we asking?
Yeah.
To get what resource that we need.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, we've all heard the quote, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions you ask yourself. And what kind of questions are you asking? You know, even just the questions that I'm asking here, what are the resources at your disposal? What do you love? And what are you good at? Brainstorming those things. The more you brainstorm those things, write them all down and do it as a challenge for yourself, that's where your focus goes. Right? Then you realize, oh my God, I've got so many resources at my disposal. The fact you're able to be on this Zoom call, right, or watching this on YouTube or a podcast or whatever, is a huge resource. The fact you are able to listen to podcasts, listen to experts or audio books or whatever is immense. Are we utilizing it? Correct? But especially in the world of marketing, I mean, if you want to think about what are the resources at my disposal that I can use for my marketing? How do I get my message out there? How many friends do you have on LinkedIn or Facebook or, you know, Twitter and Instagram? And you're connected with so many people. Like Linda said, she sends 1,000 invites, you know, to an event. That's a huge resource. But then you think, how can I combine some things? Maybe combine some things of a resource you have and something that you love, or something that you're really, really good at, coupled with something that you love. Do we see how our brain can get really creative to create some pretty quick momentum? Sophia, what's coming up for you? Anything you want to discuss? Anything, any ideas come to mind, resources at your disposal?
Well, for me, I'm really fortunate about the community. We've got Sacred You Community, so many resources in there. I'm ditto to Linda and Rosemary. I love nature. Get out in nature. I've just recently moved rooms and now I have immense nature in, like, all I've got to do is turn my head, which is so good. And I think the greatest resource, Tyson, is the universe. Truly. I mean, you just ask, you know, and you should be shown, given, truly. That's, for me, is my biggest resource.
We can often forget that, can't we? What about this divine spirit that's flowing through me? Yeah. What about this deep connection with everything around me? I mean, that's probably deep down why we love nature, because we feel at one.
Yeah.
Energy, correct?
Yeah. It doesn't always do things for us, but when we're connected, can show us how.
Mm-hmm.
And give us guidance. Yeah.
Yeah. Who here feels that their the challenges in their life are a resource?
Yeah.
Yeah. Different one, isn't it? A lot of people think, oh, I need more resources so I can overcome these challenges. And I'm thinking, what about have the challenges as a resource to elevate your growth? There's only so much growth you can have when things are going well and everything goes the way your mind thinks it should. But it's when things don't go the way your mind thinks they should, all of a sudden you're challenged and you're forced to grow. I shouldn't say, some people grow through it, you know, and use it as a platform to springboard you forward. You know, some people may use challenges in a way that may not be in their immediate benefit. But when it comes to really amplifying your level of love in the world, your level of growth, and what you can contribute, there's nothing like a challenge that really allows you to amplify all those things, correct? We all agree there. can be sometimes a pretty key reminder, eh? So I don't know, Ken, if you're there, Kareem, welcome. Sue, welcome. Feel free to jump in on the chat, on the conversation, if you feel called. But if you guys want to brainstorm anything with the group, if you've got a particular challenge or a particular, you know, thing that you're marketing or anything that we can brainstorm for you, I'd be happy to open the floor and see what comes up. Do you guys have anything in particular that you'd want to mention here, or you want to utilize the group as a platform? Go for it, Linda.
Okay. Yeah, with my 5-day energy revitalizer I'm doing this week, it's interesting, you know, with all the social media and all the posts, whether people actually see the value in it. So I'm curious to find out what else can I do so people truly understand the value that I'm giving. And it's free. So, and I've also been told by coaches, you know, don't make it free because then people don't value it. So that's what I'm, yeah, playing with right now. And how to expand my market, expand, you know, my reach, and connect with more people. Like you said, you know, that one of the resources is, you know, friends, you know, and other groups and networking and things like that, to ask them to share. Though even with that, it's like, what's the results?
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of 1,000 invites, because in LinkedIn you can only send 1,000 invites at a time, 19 people put up their hand, but only one actually registered. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, what else is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all, give yourself a pat on the back for the 1,000 invites. It's really cool. Second of all, there's many, many things when it comes to the effectiveness of a message, you know, whether the platform itself is effective, you know, whether people are actually receiving the message, whether people are actually reading it. So there's the platform and logistics side of things of is it actually getting to people? Then once it gets to people and they actually read it, the response rate is because of the message, how clear and compelling it is, correct?
Yes.
So see these, I see these things in stages, like stages of engagement. So we have how we're getting the message out there. Is it actually receiving, being, is it actually being seen by some eyeballs? Because you can send out 1,000 emails, but if no one opens it, no one's seen it. You can send out 1,000 emails, but if 500 people see it, then you can start engaging. Okay, how clear is the message itself?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So the marketing strategy is different from the message. Then when the message is clear and compelling, you can see by the response rate. Say the response rate out of 500, you get 20 people signing up compared to 100 people signing up compared to 3 people signing up. The message itself is going to be, you know, more or less effective. You can receive that data and say, okay, this may be working compared to this. And then you can start picking apart the message and saying, what do I think is clear and compelling within that message that allows people to take that call to action? So,
yeah, that's what I'm playing with right now. And yeah, you know, there is a lot of noise, especially online, and everyone's doing these free, you know, 5-day challenges and things like that. So I'll redo it again mid-May, because, and I'm also working with Tonga as well, who's doing, helping me in the background with all the marketing. So, but the second time around, there may be more uptake,
mm-hmm,
because they've already seen it. And then the next time I run it, it will be even more engagement. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would always encourage someone. I mean, whenever you're running an event that's free, you want to think, okay, what makes this unique enough for someone to join this instead of the seven other things that they've probably been invited to in the last week?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why getting specific on the niche and on the messaging is very important, but also just doing something that's different, right? Like you said, everyone's running challenges, everyone's running webinars, everyone's running masterclasses. Those things aren't unique anymore. Like, there's this thing called market sophistication, whereas at one point, an expert invited you to a webinar and you're like, they're running a webinar and I can join online and I can watch and I can be involved. Like, mind-blown moment, right?
And now we've got 20 things running all at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like, we only have so much bandwidth.
Yep. Yep. So the market sophistication is like, how sophisticated is the market with knowing what is marketing? What is a funnel? Like, what is these things that people go through? And so nowadays people see a challenge, people see a webinar and they just say, oh, it's a marketing pitch. More often than they used to, right? So what can you do that's different? I always encourage my clients is that what can you do that's different, right? That's why even in the serving circle, I may or may not have an offer for the events that I run. That's why I was running some group projects. It's different, right? It's not a webinar. It's not a masterclass. It's not a challenge, right? It's something where we all come together with a collective goal, a collective outcome, and let's utilize that together. And my messaging around it's very specific. So this is about having your brain go to work with saying, what can I do that's different? Where if I was to send an invite, someone's to say, geez, I can't believe Linda's doing that. I can't believe she's doing that. And it's free. Right? And it's free. Like some people, when I give them access to the serving circle and I say, hey, here's what you can do. Here are the courses available. Here's who you can be introduced to. Here's the events that we're running. And they say, how much is it? They're like, I don't know if I can pay for a membership. I'm like, it's not a membership, it's free. And they're like, what? Right? So like, you want to kind of have that. You almost want to feel like they're stealing from you. That's a mentor of mine and a coach that I hired said that. Like, you kind of want to have them feel like they're getting too good of a deal. They're kind of stealing from you. And if you can get creative and get passionate about creating that feeling for someone, I think you're on the right track. How's that sound?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank
you. Yeah. We have to jump off for the collaborative call, but Sue, I think, did you want to jump on, Sue, and have a quick question or an insight for us?
Oops. I think the insight might be that, going back to what Sophia and you were talking about just a few moments ago, is that I think we're all really interconnected as far as the universe is concerned, and the channeling that we receive, the messages that we don't even know are coming from outside of us. We just think it's our brilliance. Pay attention to them all and then just kind of follow their lead, because they'll take you down the rabbit hole you need to go down.
Totally. Like, if that's not a resource, I don't know what it is.
I just kind of popped in just to see what was happening today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you jumped in.
Thank you. Definitely glad.
Hey, thanks everyone for being here. I know it was a short one, short notice, but I just wanted to get some ideas going. I just wanted to create some momentum with your brainstorming, get some, a fresh take on certain challenges or a fresh take on your marketing or some things you can do. So hopefully this has sparked something that you can go down and see where the momentum takes you. But obviously you have this group and you have the community and myself to continue going down that, whether it's feedback, just a soundboard, anything like that, you guys have this as a resource as well, okay? So thanks for being here. We'll start the collaborative call in 5 minutes. So reach out to me if you guys have any further questions, and keep the momentum going, okay?
Thanks, Tyson.
Thank you all.
Good to see everyone.
See you soon. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Awaken Your Business podcast. If you're a heart-centered business owner, you know that selling, marketing, and business strategy can bring up a lot of fear, doubt, and scarcity. And this is why I created the community on Facebook called The Serving Circle. It's in here where you get to grow your business as a byproduct of asking the question, how may I serve? It's on our weekly Zoom collaborative calls where you get to serve by meeting like-minded people and organizing collaborations, service exchanges, and partnerships so together we can heighten consciousness through business success. So just search The Serving Circle in your Facebook groups and you'll see that you're just one heartfelt collaboration away from reaching your biggest business goal. Take care now.